and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Today's episode is a little different. You would expect that from the featured artists, we would have a second helping of the eccentric pianist Thelonious Monk, first featured by Steve in episode 7. And he will be playing a couple of Monk's quirky compositions. Adding lyrics, jazz diva Carmen McRae, a personal friend and keen proponent of his music, gives us exciting vocal interpretations of Monk's tunes. But then Steve throws in a couple of tracks from Canadian music icon Joni Mitchell. And why? This episode was recorded on November 7th, 2013, Joni's 70th birthday. In recognition of her iconic status, Steve has included 2 versions of her classic song, Both Sides Now, recorded 31 years apart. Take it from here, Steve.
Hi, everyone. Welcome and thanks for coming out to Jazz in the Hall. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. I'd like to thank Dave White for having Dave Haddock on Airplay, and I'd like to thank Alpo for writing a nice article in the Yukon News to promote this event. So, thanks to all those folks. Dave mentioned to me a while back that his group will be playing some Thelonious Monk tunes using Carmen McRae's classic recording, Carmen Sings Monk, as inspiration. This record was released in 1988 and is considered one of her finest. Monk was a very important musician and composer in jazz history, and I've talked about him many times through the years. He passed away in 1982 after almost 10 years of inactivity on the jazz scene. He became very reclusive in his later years, and Carmen was inspired to record some of his songs that lyrics had been written for as a tribute to his contribution to the jazz canon. She had been a personal friend of his, having met him in the early 1940s. As a talented pianist herself, his quirky compositions were really interesting to her. She enjoyed his unique approach to rhythm and harmony. His compositions are very compelling, and through the years, lyricists came forward to write words to his songs, which all started out their life as an instrumental piece. McRae included 13 versions of Monk songs on this record. Half of the lyrics are written by vocalese pioneer John Hendricks. One of McRae's particular skills was to reveal the emotional content of a song. She always mentioned that this was passed on to her from her idol, Billie Holiday. McRae uses this skill to great effect in her interpretations of these very, very clever lyrics. I'd like to start off with the version of a song called Panonica. It's taken from Monk's landmark recording, Brilliant Corners, which he released in 1956. Monk adds a celeste to this version. It's a little keyboard instrument. It kind of looks like a baby upright piano. This sound adds a whimsical and innocent quality to this music. So number one, please, Jim. This is Panonica, as recorded by Thelonious Monk in 1956. Thank you. Monk wrote this song for his friend Kathleen Annie Panonica de Koenigswarter, who was a patron and supporter of jazz musicians during the bebop era, including people like Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker actually passed away at her apartment, Charles Mingus, and of course, Thelonious Monk. She was the youngest daughter of Charles Rothschild, who was a financier with a strong interest in entomology and natural history collecting. Monk always reported that she was named after a species of butterfly her father had discovered. This prompted the great lyricist and vocalese master John Hendricks to pen the lyrics to the tune he calls Little Butterfly. So the second example I'd like to play is called Little Butterfly. This is from Carmen McRae's Carmen Sings Monk from 1988, as I mentioned, with lyrics by John Hendricks and a beautiful tenor sax introduction by Clifford Jordan. This is number two, please, Jim.
Silk and as warm as warm milk, light as air and able to fly. Blossoms noblest while they're waiting for her kiss, Panonica my butterfly. Fluttering one, fair and bright as the sun, light as wind embracing the sky. Colorful wings, soft and gaily painted things, Panonica my butterfly. Like the lovely flowers, I wait for hours just to feel that touch that I love so much. One day she'll flutter by, I'll hold out my hand and capture my butterfly. Delicate things, such as butterfly wings, poets can't describe though they try. Love played a tune when she stepped from her cocoon, Panonica my butterfly. Thank you. touch, the touch that I love so much. One day she'll flutter by, I'll hold out my hand and capture my butterfly. Delicate things such as butterfly wings, poets can't describe, though they try. Love played a tune when she stepped from her cocoon. Pananica, my lovely, lovely little butterfly. Lovely butterfly.
One day she'll flutter by. You just gotta love that. Rhythm and Ing is another clever Monk composition that first appeared on the 1957 collaboration between Monk and saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. The album was called Mulligan Meets Monk. This piece has since appeared on dozens of Monk releases, including this version from the album Crisscross that was released in 1963. So this is Rhythm and Ing, recorded by Thelonious Monk on November 6th, 1962, so 51 years ago yesterday. Number three, please, Jim. Thank you. that's rhythmining. Listen to Monk from Carmen Sings Monk is a tune that John Hendricks once again wrote the lyrics to. There's a short bass solo from a wonderful bass player called George Mraz. And this tune is a tribute to the skill and swing that Monk brings to his music. So this is number four, please, Jim. This is called Listen to Monk.
Some folks dance and others sing, others find some way to swing. The lonies can do that. You listen to this cat. It's a dance your feet approve. You can make your body move. The loneliest can do that. You listen to this cat. You don't have to know how. Just be like a loose goose. You want me to show how? Then you got to turn your body loose. Some cats swing and others don't. Don't you be the kind that won't. The loneliest can do that. You listen to this cat.
Listen to Monk. Now, one of my claims to fame is that I share the same birthday as Joni Mitchell. Thank you very much, because it turns out today is our day. It's a significant one for Joni, who was born Roberta Joan Anderson on November 7th, 1943. And for those math majors out there, you are correct. Today is her 70th birthday. So I'd like to feature a couple of versions of one of her most famous songs called Both Sides Now. This first example is from her 1969 release called Clouds. This version illustrates her origins in the folk genre as she's accompanied by acoustic guitar. This version reflects her positive and youthful attitude at the time. Judy Collins had recorded this tune in 1967, but this was Joni's first release of this iconic song. So from 1969, Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, this is number five, please, Jim.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles. Everywhere I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many
don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall I really don't know life.
The second version that I'd like to play was recorded on her album, also called Both Sides Now, from the year 2000. Both of these records are graced by self-portraits of Joni on the cover. Cloud shows her a very young woman holding a flower. Both Sides Now, she's pictured in a bar holding a cigarette with a glass of wine in front of her. I've looked at this picture many, many times, and I finally noticed the other week that the billowed sleeve of the coat that she's wearing portrays an image of a heart, duly noting her tendency to wear her heart on her sleeve. This second version, recorded some 31 years after the first, reflects Joni's different approach to making music, the weight of her life experience, and the change to her voice from a lifetime of cigarette smoking. So this is number 6, please, Jim. Both Sides Now, from Joni, from the year 2000.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions. I recall I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and junes and fairies wheel, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can
don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
We fade away on a little solo from Joni's good friend, jazz titan Wayne Shorter on soprano sax. And as I say every year, happy birthday, Joan. Thank you.
Thank you, Joni. That was quite a contrast to the uniquely original music created by Mr. Thelonious Monk. We recorded this presentation in November 2013. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedros. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.